Agenda Paper 13 addresses the issue related to the classification of a share-based payment transaction in which the manner of settlement is contingent on a future event. The Interpretations Committee decided not to add this issue to its agenda in January 2010, but in its July 2012 meeting, it decided to revisit this issue and ask the staff to update the analysis and outreach. The submitter describes two transactions in their submission. The first transaction is a share-based payment transaction in which the manner of settlement is contingent on a future event that is outside the control of both the entity and the counterparty. This is issue A in this agenda paper. And the second case is when the manner of settlement is contingent on a future event that is within the control of the counterparty. For example, when the share-based payment is settled in cash, if the employees make deposit with the entity by the amount of the exercise price of the stock options. This issue is called issue B in this agenda paper. And for issue A, our outreach activities indicated that this issue is widespread and there's significant diversity in practice. However, we note that it is difficult for an entity to decide the classification of such a share-based payment transaction under the current requirements in IFRS 2. This is primarily because there's no guidance that specifically addresses this type of transactions. Further, we think that it is also difficult for the entity to develop an accounting policy by the reference to other standards such as IS 37 and IS 32 and the conceptual framework, because it is not clear which guidance in those literature would be the best analogy for this transaction. We think that those concerns were the primary reasons for the committee to reject this issue in the past, and we are not aware of any new information or changes in standards that could lead us to a different conclusion. So we recommend that the Interpretations Committee should confirm the previous decision that it should not add this issue to its agenda, because we think this issue is too broad for the committee to address on a timely basis and should be addressed in a broader project of the ISB. And with regard to issue B, the results of our outreach indicated that this issue is not significantly widespread. So we think that committee should confirm the previous decision that it should not address this issue either. Does the Interpretation Committee agree with the staff recommendation?
Comments? Andrew?
Yeah, I agree with the staff recommendation. But just on issue A, paragraph 53 of the paper, staff say we think that this issue is widespread in accounting practice. I wasn't really sure it was, to be honest, from the outreach, because under paragraph 24, you say four respondents answered this issue is widespread in their jurisdiction. So it seems a bit of a leap of faith based on four answers to say it's widespread. But I mean, that's point of detail, but I overall agree with where the staff have got to.
Okay, point taken. Others? Their resounding support for do nothing. Scott?
On balance, I would actually give issue A a shot. If there's no guidance in the literature, and we believe that a fair number of people are facing this issue, I wouldn't mind kicking it around for a while and see if we can come up with something that would be helpful and make sense. But if the sense of the group is that we wouldn't get anywhere, that's fine. But I'd be inclined to give it a shot.
John?
Yeah, I mean, I had a similar reaction, but I wasn't involved in the previous the previous time it came, so I don't have the benefit of how difficult the discussions were, but I would tend to think that issue A could be resolved by the committee.
I think, and there isn't anybody in the room who was around for the previous discussion, including me. I don't think, Michael, you were here even for that.
I probably would have been, yes. Actually, so there would have been a few.
Were there? I thought the committee spun its wheels a lot. Maybe I'm thinking of a different IFRS 2 issue.
I don't think we talked about this particular issue for very long. I think by that point, we had had a bunch of IFRS 2 issues,
And we're kind of just in the habit of saying, yep, here's another one, and, you know, put it on the list for the board. And then eventually the board kind of kicked everything back to us and said, we're not going to do a big IFRS 2 post-implementation review or project, so they kind of kicked them back for us to think about again.
Okay, I may be thinking of an even earlier issue.
We talked for a long time about an issue of clarifying vesting versus non-vesting conditions.
Okay, that's where
service and performance conditions that overlapped. We talked about that for a long time. This one I don't think we did.
Okay. All right, we've got two people who would like to give it a shot. I'm struck, though, by the observation in paragraph 50. No, it's not 50. There's an observation somewhere in the paper that you can't find an answer based on what's in IFRS 2.
I say, on this issue, you run into the, so it's out of IFRS 2, it's not dealt with in IFRS 2, and you immediately run into the issue of whether it's IS 37 or IS 32 that takes precedence.
Joanna, did you have a thought on this one?
Other than that I agreed with it, no.
Okay, we have, you know, the sense of a couple of people that we ought to at least think harder about this one before we give up. And yesterday we had, I think, a more intractable problem in the discount rate, and we found a way to do something that was helpful. May I ask the staff, and I'll ask the committee if anyone objects, may I ask the staff to take a second look at this one? And if at the end of that analysis you come to the conclusion that there's just no there's no solution, well, we can communicate that back to the committee. But let's do take a second look at it before we just completely give up. But my inclination would be that it's not readily solvable, but I think we owe the practice community something. Okay, anybody object to that? It's hard to get a committee to object to the staff doing more work. So. Okay.
Okay.
I've been working for 55 minutes.
Way opposite.
Let's take 5 minutes, allow the staff to get here.